The tape contains yours truly, Olga, for broadcast on Sunday the 28th of September from 2 minutes after 5 to 5:30 p.m. Hello, everyone. This is yours truly, Olga. It may seem like a platitude to say that you can accomplish whatever you really want to accomplish. It's obvious that the words "I can't" are the most futile words we can use, and they are often completely false. We need to weigh our desires carefully and not try to reach too far, too high, too fast. But make sure that you don't apply the defeatist term "I can't" to circumstances which should be met with the "I can and will" attitude.
There was a little railroad train with loads and loads of toys, all starting out to find a home with little girls and boys. And as the little railroad train began to chug along, the little engine up in front was heard to sing this song. Choo-choo-choo-choo, choo-choo-choo-choo, I feel so good today. Oh, clear the track, oh, clickety-clack, I'll go my merry way. The little train went roaring on so fast it seemed to fly, until it reached a mountain rising almost to the sky. The little engine moaned and groaned and huffed and puffed away, but halfway to the top it just gave up and seemed to say, I can't go on, I can't go on, I'm weary as can be. I can't go on, I can't go on, this job is not for me. The toys got out to push, but all in vain, alas, alas. And then a great big engine came a-whistling down the track. They asked if it would kindly pull them up the mountainside, but with a high and mighty sneer it scornfully replied, don't bother me to pull the likes of you. Don't bother me, I've better things to do. The toys all started crying, 'cause that engine was so mean. And then there came another one, the smallest ever seen. But though it seemed that she could hardly pull herself along, she hitched onto the train, and as she pulled, she sang this song. I think I can, I think I can, I think I have a plan. And I can do most anything if I only think I can. Then up that great big mountain went the cars all full of toys, and soon they reached the waiting arms of happy girls and boys. And though that ends the story, it will do you lots of good to take a lesson from the little engine that could. Just think you can, just think you can, just have that understood. And very soon you'll start to say, I always knew I could. I knew I could, I knew I could, I knew I could, I knew I could, I knew I could.
Well, I do hope you found some inspiration in that song by Burl Ives. You tackle that problem, and you'll be able to manage it. Now, the person who said, love is a condition of the mind when the mind is out of condition, must have been joking. We also often hear that love is blind, implying that love leads us to fantasy and self-delusion. But we all know better. Love should be described as the greatest reality. It is love that makes us see beauty and feel security. Love banishes loneliness and does more to make life meaningful than any other human quality. So learn to love, express love, and accept love, and you'll be giving yourself life's most precious gift.
Venus must have heard my plea. She has sent someone along for me.
An important component of the free life is confidence. Self-confidence has nothing to do with egotistical arrogance. In fact, the person with self-confidence is likely to be less arrogant than others. If you're lacking in self-confidence, you're probably giving too much power to what other people expect. What will they think of me? What would they feel I ought to do? How can I please them? Try to remember that only from the center of yourself can you find the ability to live your life as a confident, capable person.
What will this day be like? I wonder. What will my future be? I wonder. It could be so exciting to be out in the world, to be free. My heart should be wildly rejoicing. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed for adventure, to do the things I've never dared. Now here I'm facing adventure. Then why am I so scared? A captain with 7 children. What's so fearsome about that? Oh, I must stop these doubts, all these worries. If I don't, I just know I'll turn back. I must dream. seeking the courage I lack. The courage to serve them with reliance, face my mistakes without defiance, show them I'm worthy, and while I chose them, to the test, but I'll make them see I have confidence in me. Somehow I will impress them. I will be firm but kind, and all those children, heaven bless them, they will look up to me and mind me with each step. I am more certain everything will turn out fine. The world can all be mine. They'll have to agree I have confidence in me. I have confidence in sunshine. I have confidence in rain. I have confidence that spring will come again. Besides which, you see, I have confidence in me. Strength doesn't lie in numbers. Strength doesn't lie in wealth. When you wake up, wake up! It tells me all I trust I leave my heart to. All I trust becomes my own. I have confidence in confidence alone. Oh, help. I have confidence in confidence alone. Besides which, you see,
the spirit in song on confidence. Now let's give some thought to duty. Most of us have been taught that we must do our duty to God, our country, our family, and friends. Often little has been said about our having a duty to ourselves. If we allow guilt, anxiety, or any state of mind to thwart our creativity, we are not fulfilling our duty to self. We can spend so much time with community and social events that we become fatigued, forgetting that we have a duty to ourselves. Thank you. Peace is a very precious thing to achieve. But when we try to achieve peace of mind, we may think that it comes only when the mind is freed from fear and anxiety. It is necessary for us to realize that states of mind are relative. Scarcely anyone is ever completely free of fear and anxiety. But it is possible to let these states of mind grow out of proportion to reality. Face your fears. They're often imposters. Tolerate your anxieties and trust that they will diminish. Thus, peace of mind is created. Thank you. closing, let's consider the power of words. It is good to think of the effect our words have on others. It is possible to shatter the feelings of a child by overly critical words. Selling merchandise, making friends, and building happiness in the home depend upon how we make use of words. Thoughtless, quick-tempered, ill-chosen words can be quite destructive. Just as thoughtful, well-chosen words can be almost magical in effect. So if you want your words to have a positive effect, think carefully before you speak.
Thank you.